This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to TVI 190, Julian Dean, Poppy Hillstead, Fiona Ridgewell. Carl is in jail.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Didn't you hear?
No. What happened?
Is the trials and that, so I can't really talk about
it. Oh, trials.
The trials of the miners.
Yeah.
Not really. No, he's in, everyone knows he's in Australia.
10 seconds in, on trial.
He's in Australia.
Oh, that's nice.
At the festival.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No, never. Have you?
No, I've not been to Australia.
I was born there.
Oh, oh yeah, you were. Yeah.
We were going to get back to you and ask you if you'd ever been there, but full jumping.
I was born there. Straight away.
So this is nice. Nice fresh studio, isn't
nice
it?
Nice fresh studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she leading the pod?
Just nice holding it all together. We run a tight ship. Yeah. This is nice, isn't it? All the plants and that. You're right. You're looking at me like I'm not holding it together.
No, it's falling apart instantly.
So how's it going?
Yeah.
So what you been up to?
Got a dry mouth.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
You didn't give me a green tea.
Oh, yeah. I did promise a green tea. I said, do you want anything like a tea? And you went, yeah. And I said, I'll make it happen.
Mm.
Did it happen?
No, didn't.
Well, you've got a TVI
mic,
though.
Yeah, but look inside it, a minute.
It's empty, yeah, like me.
It's empty, it's stained as well, like you.
Fiona wouldn't stop off at the shops.
Look, do the pod, stop.
Get on with it.
Negging me instantly, please.
So, how's it been going anyway?
How's it going for me?
Yeah, what you been up
in
to today?
In my life.
Yeah.
Today, I had a lazy day, but in my life, what have I been doing?
You look scared when I started the pod, are you
all
right?
I look scared whenever I'm near you, Julian. That's not to do with
like
the
that.
Podcast, that's to do with you. Don't get it wrong.
Keep you on your toes.
Am I meant to be the Carl?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, or you both can
I
be.
Thought Fiona was the Carl.
I don't think I'm that demeanour.
We could both be Carl.
You can both be Carl, I'll be... Who am I then?
You'd just be the you.
You're right. Julian.
Yeah. All right, I'll be me.
Yeah,
I can be both of you.
Yeah, you be the guest. We'll be. I can be okay. You.
Why don't you interview me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you got any? Ask me anything.
Anything.
Yeah. Literally.
Do you take steroids?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I would do.
Have you ever taken steroids?
No. Why? Because I'm buff.
So buff.
There's a, if you get muscles in this bit.
Well, those steroids apparently go to the. Is that the traps?
I've got massive traps.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's steroids?
Have you? Get them out. Let's have a look. I think mine are quite
big traps.
I think mine are quite big.
Let's get your traps out, ladies. Sorry.
That doesn't. Just a couple of letters on that, and that would be so wrong.
Is that a trap? This might just be fat.
No, that is a trap. That is a trap. Yeah, you obviously hold shopping and stuff.
Yeah.
Could you be a little bit more sexist, please, Julia?
You know, washing.
Shopping. Yeah. Babies.
Babies carrying the twins. Car
twin.
Seats getting in and out. You know what I mean? Making cakes.
That's your whisking arm.
Watering the garden.
Look at that.
But, yeah, like, no, I mean, everyone has those muscles. But, so if you see a guy that's big, but that's predominant, or they got a bit of like acne on their back or something, that's like a sign of
steroid.
Have you got that? No.
You date those men exclusively.
Yeah, like all of Fiona's exes.
Is that true? Have you dated someone that's been roidy?
I have actually.
Have you?
Yeah, massively.
Did his well, did it affect his
personality? No, it's great fun.
His personality. Yeah. Did he have rage?
No, I don't know if it comes across. I'm probably not attracted to rage.
Rage.
Oh.
Rage isn't the thing that sort of turns me on.
No, I don't mean like, I doubt it chatted you up angry. But as it gets into the relationship.
Mm.
No, not rage, just a bit miserable.
Oh, was he? Yeah. Yeah, mood.
Yeah, moody.
Was he on the roids?
Yeah.
What?
Injecting him.
What roids do you know? There are different ones.
Oh, no, I didn't have, when I found out about the roids and he was getting moodier, I thought.
Because I've looked into getting testosterone, but I had mine tested and it's high. Can we clip that and put that out?
Can we not clip that? Can we clip that and
it's not over high, but it's in the in
what,
the
you
high.
Want it more? You want more
Yeah, I'd
testosterone?
Like, I mean, no, not now, but I got it tested because I didn't know if it was low or not.
Mm.
I didn't think it was low, you know. My performance is always on tea. Don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Honestly. I don't want to find out what it means, to be honest.
I don't know if you do want to find out.
But what? So did his faculties work?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't stop your dick from working.
But does it not?
I don't think so.
I like the way you didn't know anything about steroids, just that one bit of information.
You just know if dicks work or not.
Yes or no.
Just a window into Poppy's Google history.
Point me at anyone, I'll tell you if a dick
any
works.
Any medicine,
or not.
That's what you can say about it.
Acne on the back, no. Dick solidly working. Good solid dick there. Excellent.
I think the balls. Does the voice goes high or something, or there's something with the balls?
The balls
can shrink.
It's
really weird for him to be so aggressive, but so.
I don't know if the voice goes higher. I would have thought it goes lower.
I didn't notice it being higher.
No.
Mm. But he wasn't saying much.
Yeah, just angry face.
Just really sad, just crying a lot.
How long were you with him?
That was when I was at uni, so probably like a year and a bit, I don't know, yeah.
What did you study at uni?
Dance.
What was he studying?
Sports
you.
Science. And me.
Do a lot of girls who studied
extracurriculum Ridgewell.
Did a lot of girls who did your dance degree, in it, any of them go on to like strip?
all right.
Is that mad sexist of the man to say that? But I just think if I did if I was a dancer, it's easy money, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. To go straight into stripping.
A few
maybe.
Girls that I worked with TGIs in, they went on to be strippers in
were they dancers?
Stringfellows.
Oh.
No, they just took up pole dancing and then made a load of money at Stringfellows.
That's closed now, isn't it?
Closed.
Yeah, Stringfellows.
You said it's clothed. I was like, no, it definitely wasn't clothed. No, different establishment.
TGI Fridays, a lot of actors work and stuff, don't they? Like, they're probably performers anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, no, these weren't. They were just two girls that came over from Latvia, started working at TGI's and then wanted to be strippers.
Cool.
And now one's a teacher.
Okay, what is she? What school? What's her name? Not really. I don't go. I've never been to a strip club.
Shut up.
I have,
yes,
but not.
Have.
I have, yeah, but not. Not since like my 20s.
Right. I've got a question about this.
Mm.
Would you take a girlfriend to a strip club?
Yeah, I have done.
Right. Why?
I took my girlfriend. It was her birthday. We went to.
You're lying. Are
I'm
you
not
lying?
No.
It was her birthday.
She can phone in an answer.
Did she want to go to the strip club?
Well, we went to the Crazy Horse, which is like Moulin Rouge. Moulin Rouge was sold out, so we couldn't go.
Oh, like a cabaret thing.
No, but then after there, we were, and they even stopped me in the bouncer come over to me because he saw us with my girlfriend and he was like, look, man, do you know what kind of place this is?
Yeah.
Mm.
And we went in there. It was her birthday in Paris. And then I went to the toilet. No, she went to the toilet. So I was sitting, but this was a really seedy place. It was kind of a bit classy, like champagne and that, but prostitutes and stuff.
Yeah.
But strippers on stage. And then, like, prostitutes would be coming and sitting next to me and stuff. And she went to the toilet and she came back and I was on stage.
Was it like TGI's? She came out of the toilet, they stood her up and they started singing her happy birthday.
Yeah. They did that to my kid once. That they do a good happy birthday at TGI, don't they?
They do.
It was banging, man. They were like proper performers.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, they took you on stage.
So yeah, and I was in the chair. You know when the strippers get the man on stage and just do a dance and stuff? She came back from the toilet and I was on stage having a dance. But we were just, but it was just fun. It was just funny, yeah. She didn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
But no one believed me. Like, I was in the toilet and this American guy was going, it's good here, isn't it? I was like, yeah, I'm with my girlfriend. But he just laughed. He thought I was joking.
Have you ever been to one?
Yeah. Actually, I did life drawing with stripper models, which was about a month ago.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. Really? They, on the side, do a bit of life drawing. It's hard to draw them, though, because they're, like, flipping
they're so
around
fit.
Everywhere. Yeah,
oh,
they're so
moving.
Fit. I'm shaking. But did a guy one. But that's the thing. They get
did he have
bit,
his willy out?
Yeah.
As if you forgot that. As if you had to think about that.
Well, he stood there just with his, like, willy.
Yeah, at the end.
Willy.
Willy. Getting
I
it
would,
out.
Yeah.
Would you?
No. What? No, I wouldn't do that.
Really?
Or stand there naked?
Yeah.
No.
It's getting the corner.
Oh, what, now? Oh, now I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the views in.
Can we zoom in on her camera C, please?
Well, we need to zoom in.
Sorry, zoom out. Get it. Well, I want it all in. Can we zoom out?
What a faux pas that was. Can we get the zoom in, please? Zoom imagine in? Get my dick out.
How strong is this lens? Is it 4K? It's going to be a big file if we get that on camera. Have to Dropbox that.
Oh.
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've not really got a massive cock.
Edit it out.
Keep
Does that make
it.
You feel uncomfortable, girls?
Keep it in. Don't keep it in. No.
Don't keep it in.
No, stop it. No.
What
we
do you
should
mean?
Say that again, like, and have me and Fiona just be like, right, like that, and then we'll put it out. We'll put it on TikTok. Say it again. And
Predator
we'll
strikes
awkward.
Again. I'm so glad I've got no skeletons in my closet. Eh?
Just bodies.
Yeah, they're all dead. Yeah, so there's been some controversy then recently in the comedy industry, hasn't
what?
There?
Oh, no.
The comedian...
Do we have to go into that?
Yeah, what is it?
God, Julian, what?
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're pretending you haven't been reading about the controversy.
What is
I've
it?
Got no...
What is it?
Well, the comedian, there was an old clip he did that he said some racial words in it.
Right. Mm.
And he got a bit of a hard time about it. Also, I won't talk about that, eh?
Well, you already have. Maybe move on swiftly. Let's talk about strippers again.
No.
I did have a bit more to add about the stripper thing, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, I think go back to it.
Only my thing was, so my ex-boyfriend, he kept going on
another
about,
ex.
Another one.
Jesus Christ. What kind of drugs was this one on? You got an ex for every subject.
Yeah, let's do that. Fuck you. Right? So anyway.
I'm only joking.
I felt like he kept trying to hint that he wanted me to go to one of these strip clubs. And he was like, oh, yeah, my ex went. And in my head, I was like, oh, she's like really free and that's great. But then I thought, it felt like a bit of a power play getting me to go somewhere like that with him.
Yeah,
What do you mean power?
I don't know. It just felt a bit off.
I think he might have wanted to get you involved with another girl. And that's the
Why
first...
Why would you go to a strip club?
That's the first step maybe in
Is
his
Is that what
head.
You were doing on your ex's birthday?
That's my chess move.
What the hell?
Pawn to king 4.
Rise up, knight.
Your turn, lady. No, it wasn't mine. No, we were just drunk and it was the only place open, to be honest. Yeah. And I knew she'd be cool with it. Like, we both didn't care.
Yeah, so I feel like that's different to...
I'd been with her a long time. I was with her for years and years.
That's the thing. It's established. Whereas
it was quite new.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also to plan it when you're sober and be like, we all go to a strip club. It's a bit like, that's why.
Yeah.
No?
And what did he want?
Yeah, that's different, I guess, yeah.
Did he want to dance and stuff?
I didn't ask.
Have you ever... Why didn't you offer to do a strip show for him?
Yeah.
And you would rather talk about this than the controversy on Twitter. You want this to be the subject. Really? This is where you want to go.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Actually, let's turn it back where you're the guest and we can ask you,
what
is wrong with you, Julian?
I don't know.
Genuinely fancy.
Don't worry, we've got 90
minutes. Maybe there is something wrong with me.
No, I don't. I don't know.
I think I'm OCD. I've got ADHD.
I've got, a CV.
It just sounds like you just say loads of letters.
I don't know my ABC. I've done a lot of E's. I've got a VD.
What's a VD?
My favourite film's
venereal
ED. What's VD, did you just say?
Yeah.
You must have had an ex that specialised in that.
I still don't know what it is. Is it actually what you just said?
VD. Yeah, you've heard of VD. Disease.
No.
You could have said,
Roman, have you heard of VD?
Unfortunately,
of course, Roman is the player. Heard of it. He started it. Patient zero, not really. What? VD. How have you not heard of VD? Like, we used to say your mum's got VD when we was like 10.
Yeah, but that was in the past.
That was in like in 2004.
That was in the 50s.
I don't think people say VD as much.
It's not as much
as
like
STI, I think, which you could have gone with those. Yeah, you should have gone with STI.
I know STI. Yeah, because they were letters too.
That's more letters, yeah. Free.
Do you know them well?
Well, no, we call them STDs.
Oh.
Do you wear it at the clinic?
Me and my list of ex-boyfriends, we call them STDs in our WhatsApp group. When you're known as exes and all the STDs.
Just update the exes every week?
My dad will listen to this.
Will he?
Probably. He's weird. Anyway, right, go on.
Oh, hi, Fiona's dad. Hope you're good, man.
Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
Doug.
Oh,
easy,
Doug.
Douglas.
Like
Douglas, yeah.
That's my nan's surname.
Your nan's surname
means nothing, does it? Doug, that's a good name.
Yeah, cool. So I know what VD is now. Yeah. It turns out I knew.
Doug knows what VD is. Don't worry about that. It's quite an old.
Has anyone ever cried on this podcast?
Sorry.
You're doing good.
I know. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, you
I'm
should
proud
be.
Of you. Yeah.
I've only been creepy the whole time.
What did you say? You said you're going to get your dick out.
No, I said I wouldn't get it out.
For your ex-boyfriend. Oh, you said wouldn't. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, that's the opposite.
That's not creepy. Yeah. That's
the opposite to creepy.
It has been very dick heavy in the first 10 minutes.
You're welcome. But Fiona's never heard of VD. Sorry. I think that's weird.
Well, we just don't call it that. I think I'm of a different generation to you, Julian.
You're not that much older than me.
Younger. I'm younger than you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you?
How old do you think? Be very, very careful.
We'll
cancel this
out
right now. You're going to flip out.
This gets bleeped out.
This is what it can be without Carl. We can uncover all the things that have never come out throughout that.
All right, go on. Our patrons know how old I am. I've sent my driving license.
I think.
But that's £3 a month, patreon.com/wearetvi. You can join and then cancel.
I think I know.
Or just send me £3.
I was literally about to say how good you were at promotion. And then you went, you can just pay it once, cancel. I was like, terrible. Absolutely terrible.
But don't cancel because we see you. We know you.
Write them down. Yeah.
We have a list of your names.
Come ask me some questions then.
I said the steroid one. That was.
I've never done steroids. I've never done anything like that. I've took something called Tonka Ali, but that's a natural herb.
Oh, it's
supposed to boost testosterone. But
why are you so fussed about your testosterone?
Yeah. Testosterone is very important for women as well because it gives you energy, makes your heart better, your brain. It's just really good for you.
But you've got loads anyway.
I know. Thank you.
How do you find out if we've got a lot?
You get it tested. You have your blood taken.
Oh, right.
We can do it here.
Yeah. Have you got a kit in your bag?
Always carry a kit around.
Let's do it.
So it's a belt around your arm.
Heroin. Dirty needle.
But I had mine done in Blackheath Hospital, I just paid for it and had it tested.
Should we do that?
And it was high.
Your
brother's got high T.
Oh, yeah, he has. It's higher than Julian's. It's
Slightly.
No, it was loads.
Slightly higher than mine.
Are you a close family? That's like a weird thing to know.
Julian and my brothers.
I've boasted about my T levels to everyone. Right?
Yeah. Is that in a family WhatsApp group, their T levels?
It's just me, Julian and my brother.
Yeah.
T levels.
I don't understand what's happening. Why does it he know about your brother's testosterone levels? And why do you know about your brother's testosterone levels?
Because you sent me your testosterone level.
Yeah.
And then I was
we were talking about testosterone.
Yeah.
And you said your brother's had his tested.
Yeah.
Just so, because I have to clear up what I sent them. I just sent them to every woman on the circuit.
Every sentence that is said is making your life worse for you. You should know.
I didn't send them to you, did I?
No, you sent me some other stuff.
Yeah. I sent them
You sent me your VD result.
Well, you needed to know, Fiona. Not really. But you told me about your brother's T levels and they were quite high and
they're really high.
Yeah, I converted them into the unit that they tested mine to compare them to mine and then I sent you mine.
Yeah.
That's why.
And what, he was higher?
He was higher.
Brother was
I
higher.
Can get them
Her
up
brother's
now.
Slightly higher.
No, it was quite a lot. His were through the roof because he was worried. He was like, I bet mine are going to be so low. Then he got them through and he was
because
like,
he, yeah,
human.
You wouldn't thought he would have high testosterone.
Why?
No, you wouldn't have thought that.
I don't know.
I don't know if you
What does it
know
do?
That.
What does the
You would
do?
Have thought he would be like a big geezer. Yes.
Is that what it means? Big men big have geezer. Got a lot.
Well, it means you've got a lot of energy. You know, you might come across a bit alpha.
And you've got a lot.
Might come across a bit
These
intimidating.
Aren't aligning.
We're walking all over you.
Might come across a bit controlling. A leader.
Might come across a bit sexy.
Might come across a bit horny.
Oh, no.
No,
we'll back up a bit.
So glad this chair's on wheels.
Julian's
so
touching my leg.
Oh. Ladies, come back.
It's weird, isn't
it's
it?
Just locker room bands.
Like, who can I get to replace him? Two women.
Two women. But then you chicken out about sitting in the middle.
I know. I just prefer this seat.
This side of your face.
Yeah.
Remember, it's audio, Julian. Focus back in. Focus back in.
This is a good studio, though, isn't it? For those of you that can't see it, we're in a new one in Peckham.
Yep.
Grassy.
Mm. Grassy on the walls. It's bright, isn't it? It's nice.
It's nice.
Fresh.
Yeah, fresh. Yeah.
What other questions do you have for me?
So what was open it? Book. Roids, testosterone.
Well, the testosterone thing, if that's high, does that mean you're quite fertile?
Yeah, you'd say so.
Is it? They correlate.
It means that it all works very well.
Is that scientific or is that your opinion?
It's just science. Look it up.
No, I was just picturing a doctor coming in with the results just going, it means it all works very well. Like.
Well, no, because I had...
Women need testosterone, but you just have 10 times less.
I had my fertility
You just need it to get energy to, like, cook and that. Not really. Sorry. No, but
was here to neg us, didn't we?
Sorry,
we did, we
I'm only
playing.
That was
it.
Really sexist. I'm getting big trouble.
You've been annoying, annoying boy.
Not as trouble as the comic who said racial slurs on stage.
I feel like you lot should talk about it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't have opinions on stuff like ever.
I don't. I don't really.
On little things. No opinions. Not for me.
I don't really have an opinion on it. It was just funny. The pylon was quite funny.
Oh, I don't
know. I do feel for him a bit, you know, like it was an old bit. He was trying to do a bit that was not like anti-racist, wasn't he? And it was just badly judged.
I haven't watched the bit.
But then everyone's piling on the people that are saying what I just said. So I'm like, I better shut up.
Oh, really? The bit I
To all the comics saying it was just badly judged. I'm like, oh shit, I probably shouldn't say that.
The bit I don't get is the damage control that people try to do after. So, you know, some clubs were like...
What, the apology?
So, no, like, so some clubs, like, pulled his gigs because they were like, we don't agree with that material, so we're going to pull your gigs. But that bit, we all know as comics... A good bit doesn't become a good bit by you practicing that in your bedroom. So he must have done that bit in those clubs for loads of time.
That's a good point.
And now years later, they're like, we don't agree with
that. And
it's
then
like,
when
what,
it's
what was you doing at the
out.
Time when you was letting him do it there? It must have been filmed at a club. It must have been like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I had a bit when I was at Open...
Lost a load of bookings.
No, but it's an interesting
really
point.
Really damaging my career.
He must have done that in those clubs already.
Yeah. It just become a bit, does it? It's not a fully formed bit.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have filmed it on the first bit of doing it.
Yeah, and then put it out into the ether.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was years ago, and he did try taking it down.
Did he?
Like years ago.
So what you're saying is okay, being
it's not. It's, like it's not okay. It was hard to. It was hard
someone
to.
And you're going, but he did try to bury the body. He did try. He tried to bury the body. He just didn't dig the hole far enough.
It was very. It was very bad taste. You know what I mean? It was. Yeah. It was uncomfortable to watch. The slurs.
As will this be, to be honest.
You know. But slurs. Yeah, I don't know. I've got no opinion on it.
Why'd you bring it up?
Roman brought it up. Roman, what's your
opinion?
Don't blame me.
Roman, what's your opinion on it as a black guy?
Oh my God.
No, I that's why I said you lot should talk about it. Because, all right, so I'm a
You want to hear us fucking trip over our fucking.
No, not at all. And I'm a comic, but obviously I'm producing this pod, but I would never want you lot to like not talk about stuff you want to talk about.
Yeah.
But I understand where you're coming from in the sense of like feeling like you don't have an opinion. But the truth is like we all have an opinion.
I do have an opinion, yeah. I think I said it. But I'm happy to be wrong as well. I'm happy to be like, you know, someone to go, what about this? I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean?
But I don't feel like, I think opinions aren't about wrong and right. An opinion is an opinion. It's just your perspective on something. And
yeah.
As we share perspectives, then we can get a different understanding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean...
All right, here's my honest opinion. I might as well say it, yeah?
That was so wise.
That was very wise. And you've helped me, right?
That was unbelievable.
Because I think it's true. I'm skating around it. I think that the bit wasn't funny enough to justify him saying those words. Mm-hmm. I think that it was clumsy. He was talking about the actual words and the consonants in them and stuff. Mm. I just think it wasn't a good enough. You know, Louis C.K.'s got a bit where he says that word.
Yeah.
And he's the only one I've seen say it. In context, it was a good bit, wasn't it? Mm. And that's the only time I've seen someone, like a white guy, say that word.
What, on stage?
On stage. That I thought was okay. You know what I mean? bearing in mind I'm a white guy, like, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think you have to be so skillful.
It's
you know what I mean? Even me, I couldn't say it.
No, there's a lot of things you can't say, and yet you still fucking do.
But what do you reckon about it all?
Well, I think you make a valid point in terms of the humour has to justify, and I think it's not just with the word, I think it's genuinely with anything you want to talk about. Mm. You know, like people make jokes about rape even, right?
Yeah, Fiona. Her Edinburgh show. not really bookers.
Yeah, there's a lot of tough topics and things that people can speak about and make light of, and
the funny has to be there.
There has to be
the originality, the interesting perspective.
Yeah,
there, you know, you're encouraging people to go to an uncomfortable place they've not been before, so it has to be really skillful.
Yeah,
and but I don't think he did that with the bit, and I think that was the problem.
But when I say I don't have an opinion on it.
You do. You're just scared.
No, I genuinely...
I'm not scared.
I don't have an opinion on it because...
I got high tea.
Because I haven't looked at it. Like, I haven't watched
the bit. Oh, you haven't watched it?
No, because... Well, you're scared. And this is my opinion. The bit that I can't handle is the pile-on thing. Like, everyone piling on. Because I feel like...
I understand people...
If you're angry at in someone's face, you can see when that person's being affected by your anger, and you know whether to sort of take a step back or go further. Mm. But if you're all doing that, you can't see how he's affected at the other end of it. And I just can't... I just don't want to be a part of the pylon. And I feel like by watching it, by looking at it, by forming an opinion on it, that makes me part of it, and I just don't need to know about any of that.
That's a strong opinion.
It's not. Ignorance is bliss, guys.
I don't think his intention was... I mean, what I got from the bit wasn't, I'm a racist guy. Mm. You know what I mean? But I can see how that is madly offensive to people, though.
Yeah.
How people would be angry, like, you know...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was... bad, I'm sure, but
some comics I like and respect were annoyed and a part of the tweeting about it, And you can see why. They're completely justified to be angry about it. It'd be weird if nobody said anything, I guess, wouldn't it?
Radio silence, yeah.
Yeah, I guess someone has to say something. Well,
yeah.
But then equally, I don't really use Twitter personally.
No, I don't.
Because, and you know why I don't really use Twitter a lot is because I have so many thoughts in a day, and most of them I don't think anyone really needs to hear. But Twitter's there, and then the moment you have a thought, it's kind of like you put it out there, and you can have a feeling and you can put it out in the world right away without actually processing how you're feeling. Right?
Yeah.
And that's what I think we should do. We should live with...
I just can't get over how wise Roman is. I feel like I'm listening to like Jay Shetty. Like, I listen to self-help podcasts all the time. And I'm like, what have I been doing? I need to get your number, which does sound like I'm trying to find myself another boyfriend and another ex. Like, I need to get your number.
And some VD in the process.
I need to call you and get some of these nuggets, these gems of wisdom.
Julian's fuming.
Fucking fuming, mate.
What, you thought you were going to be
the wise
one?
What's your testosterone levels?
One, yeah.
The doctor came in and said, it all works.
Ah, that's good. That's good. That's all good, man.
The doctor came in and went, four.
Nice bit of kit you got there,
the
bro.
The doctor came in and went, oi, oi. The door is locked.
the thing is, when people, like, what do they want? Like, people want you to apologize for something, but then they don't accept the apology either.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what I mean by these pylons. It's like, what is the end game? What do you want?
I understand it's opened up a discussion for people to kind of use and say, this is the problem with
that's good stuff's going on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then maybe the key to that is take it away from
Twitter.
Or have those conversations, but still not with him.
And I don't think it helps when somebody's... it's not my opinion. I just don't think it helps that somebody, when they're posh white and they're saying it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have I got a point or not?
I'm just being quiet because I'm being Cal. I think Cal would just say nothing.
No, he'd have an opinion.
Mm. Maybe we should then.
Can we
on behalf of Cal?
Poppy, what's your opinion? Speak from the heart.
I don't know.
Follow your heart, Poppy. What's your opinion?
I just draw dicks online. That's my thing. You need to draw a dick now.
It's my dick. What?
I mean, even when I watch Pedo Hunters,
you've got an opinion.
Like, I have empathy for the guy. You know what I mean? So
just a quick one. Not something that's come into my sphere of.
Have you ever watched Pedo Hunters?
Don't watch Pedo Hunters.
Oh, it's quite good.
Oh,
yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah. What's the predator one?
To catch a predator.
Catch a predator, yeah. That's
it's incredible.
Yeah. There's a great one where the decoy is playing like a 13-year-old boy, but he looks about 40.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, the pedo comes in and he's like, oh, come over here and have a look at this mahogany table. And people are just like, I feel so sorry for this pedophile.
creepy,
horrible decoy.
Sounds like a terrible documentary.
Do you know the concept?
Yeah, they're trying to hunt pedos. There's a name in it. Well,
to catch
a... I think it takes a genius to work out, Julian.
Have you seen To Catch a Predator, Roman?
I haven't seen To Catch a Predator. Oh, no.
It's good.
The stuff that Roman spouts, you think he's wasting his time watching To Catch a Predator?
There's no waste of time when you're watching To Catch a Predator. You're optimising your time.
Like, it sounds like someone who's got... what's the one where you can't sleep?
Wanking all night. Oh, that's called insomnia.
Thank you. It sounds like a program for people with insomnia.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason the ratings are through the roof. I'm not the only person watching it.
Yeah.
But you're not the only person with insomnia.
True, but it's on in the daytime. It's not really.
It's not. No, I was about to say.
That's
going on after the watershed.
Probably.
Actually, does the watershed still exist?
9 o'clock.
9 p.m.
Yeah, because the Gremlins was on yesterday.
What time?
Did that scare you, did
3
it?
3 o'clock. No, my sister
3 o'clock?
Yeah, my sister
missed. How old's your sister?
38.
Oh, she's younger. I'm joking, I know.
She missed me, and because basically when we was young, when I was about 8 or 9, we had a big family bust up because the Gremlins was on and I got really upset and it had to be turned off because I was really scared.
So you tore your family apart.
Tore my family apart. And fast forward 25 years later, my sister messaged me going, you know that fucking film that you were so scared of that we had to turn off?
She didn't swear in her message.
She's actually the nicer one.
Why are you adding swear words?
She said it's on at 3 p.m, you dickhead.
3 p.m.
My sister used to hide behind the sofa when Incredible Hulk came on.
I ran out the cinema for Jurassic Park. I just don't have the...
That was only about 4 years ago. How old were you when that was on? About 11?
I was double figures, yeah. Mm. Yeah, but it Jurassic was the bit Park with the ones in the kitchen.
I don't think you were like scared like that.
Yeah.
I'm not shaming you, but you should be ashamed of yourself.
I watched Scream.
Shame you.
I had to, afterwards, when I used to walk, so I was old enough to walk home from school on my own, but not old enough to really have watched Scream, but I watched Scream and then, so I used to get in the house.
Scream's scary.
And then
though.
I had to push the sofa across the door and just stay in one room until another family came home.
Where were your parents?
Out making a living. Doug was out making a living.
What did Doug do?
Sheet metal worker.
Oh, really? I thought he was going to say Doug Holes. Not really. That was rubbish. That Can was we cut that?
So bad.
What? And your mum?
A legal secretary. What is this? Now, why do I feel like...
Do you feel all exposed and vulnerable?
I do, yeah.
That's good. That's where the meat
also,
is.
Like, my hands are on the desk.
You're not in a police interrogation room.
Look how I'm sat.
I know, you look really comfy. I'm
I'm nice cop.
But also, we haven't asked what your parents
What's your dad's name?
Dunno.
See, your demeanour's changed immediately. You started itching your
defensive.
Chin.
It's hard getting asked personal questions, isn't it?
I'm just so silent all the time. No one knows anything about me.
Yeah, well.
It's quite sinister, Poppy.
Let's get to know Poppy.
No.
TVI's we get to know Poppy. What do we want to know?
What's your mum's name?
Debbie.
And you got a brother? What's his name?
Charlie.
So your mum's name's Debbie or Deborah, long name?
Deborah.
It's actually the same amount of letters.
What do you call
it? Debbie's actually longer than Deborah.
Is it? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Deborah. D-E-B-R-A, 5. Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, 6.
H in it.
What A-levels did you get?
You don't have a H in Deborah.
Do you not?
You can in some Deborahs.
B-B. Oh, I don't know.
Right.
Some Deborahs you can.
I think move on. Move on from it all.
Can we cut this? Yeah. No, bleep it out.
This is perfect.
I feel like you lot should keep deep diving in how to spell the name Deborah.
D-E-B-R-A, man, isn't it?
It is D-E-B-R-A.
And you call her Deborah.
Called Deb.
Debs, right, Deb. Longer.
Some people call their mum by their name, that's weird.
I do, I call my mum Karen.
My daughter says Julian Dean sometimes.
That's really weird.
When she's called...
You've asked her to. Julian France.
You call me Captain. She calls me Pops. That's
Pops,
sweet. That's sweet, isn't it?
Nice. Yeah.
She got me a little cup for Father's Day with Papa written on it.
Oh, that's really
cute. Oh, and it's a little chip in it. Oh, like, it's sad.
No.
I had a chamomile earlier and there's a little chip in it.
Don't worry.
She melts me. See, I'm a good guy.
It's weird because it just didn't sound like you were as you said
freaking
it.
Me out.
Oh. So I'll talk about her a bit weirdly. Not really.
Straight on from To Catch a Predator.
That reminds
me. We really can't cut out the Deborah bit because that was the only bit between Pedo Hunters and yours.
It should just be Deborah.
Pedo Hunters is great. Episode. That reminds me. I was with my daughter yesterday.
We need the Deborah to be
so your sister has children and you're an auntie.
Yeah, I'm an auntie, yeah.
Okay, why are you scared about me
I'm
asking
not
personal
about
questions?
It. I just don't know where you're going to go.
I'm not
like,
fucking...
What do you want to know?
I'm not Jurassic Park. I'd be terrified. What were you scared of the most in there?
The ones in the kitchen.
The kitchen scene's really
because I was like,
scary.
They shouldn't be here. That's where the women go.
I mean, you're a good traditional girl for thinking that. I like that. Yeah, yes,
sorry,
queen.
I just found myself so funny in that.
That was
moment.
Great.
Thank you, Bobby. That's what I just needed, a pat on the back.
Did you really get scared when they were in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Because you have a kitchen at home?
No, because they were really aggressive.
Why weren't
kitchen.
You in the kitchen? No, I'm joking. So your parents, but you were allowed in the house on your own at that age, even though you were scared of stuff.
Yeah,
it was very irrational.
What age was that? Like 11, 10 or 11?
I reckon I was at secondary school.
Yeah.
Was
I was allowed in the house by myself at that age. And that's a scary scene as well, that kitchen scene.
That kitchen scene.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I can't remember it. Obviously, I weren't affected by it.
You were so affected by it that it's gone into that part of your brain where you compartmentalise it.
I mean, I was older, obviously.
Yeah.
Can we change that logo to your driving licence? Just your age on it?
No, if we block out the DOB.
Oh, yeah. How old are you then?
I do it on our Patreon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say it now and then bleep it out.
I have done. I've said it before.
It'll take a while because it's three digits.
I'm about Fiona's age.
You're not.
I don't know how old you are.
How old are you? I've told you my age.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
Yeah, but you forgot. Yeah. It's obviously done mean nothing to you.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I've told you my age as
you
well.
You haven't.
Yes, I
you
have.
You definitely haven't.
Really?
No, I'd remember it.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's not.
Why would you remember it? Let's unpack that.
I've got really good memory.
Let's see your hands.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
They show, like, if you look at Madonna's hands, you can see
her. Oh, I thought you meant I'm going to tell.
What's my hand age?
I don't know. I think I've got that scar. Hold on a minute.
Don't know.
I don't know what am I.
You've got the same scar. It's bizarre.
My voice is getting really low. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Your tea levels.
My tea levels are rising. They're through the roof.
It's because you're in my peripherals. You're orbiting my tea levels.
If a woman's around a man with...
high tea, yeah, you'll know.
Do I start producing more oestrogen?
You'll feel it, yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I don't know, actually. That's interesting.
It's when background, women, like, you know, primal.
But when... I look like shit today.
Focusing.
Focus. We're going to end up pregnant, aren't we?
Do we get pregnant just by being in the studio?
I think
with
so.
So, what was I going to say? Because when women are together, when they live together and they're on their time of the month, they sink.
Next topic.
They sink.
Periods.
They have it together.
Yeah.
Did you and your mum have that?
Yeah.
Really? How did you know?
I never asked. I don't know.
I think it's true.
It is true. Are you
synced with me yet?
No, I'm synced with the moon.
I'm synced with Julian.
I'm about to come on. I start being all moody. No, for fuck's sake.
No, so you know, you said you've
got... getting all grumpy. Do you two get grumpy?
I do. I actually found out.
Oh, you're right.
This is horrible.
Men have to do something every month as well, like pay bills. How about that? I'm just joking.
The screen's gone off. Are we off air?
Yeah.
So
no, because I grew up with two women and...
Roman's
no, seriously. One second. Because I don't know why. Like, these two cameras have both gone off.
Oh, weird.
So what I'm going to do...
Can we cut the audio there and
I'm
then start
the whole episode?
And then I'll come back.
Yeah.
I'm having a nice time.
Only the Deborah...
Boom. Sorry about that. The cameras went. but we didn't say anything between, so we just hit the ground running. What were we talking about?
I don't know, but for YouTubers, I'm now moved further away from Julian, I've just realised. I'm going to be like animated where I'm just edging more
which
and more.
Which does look like something happened whilst the cameras were off.
Which it did.
Why's your top on backwards now?
And I'm pregnant.
Your hair wasn't down before. Fiona's changed her shoes.
What?
Don't make any sense. So what was I saying?
Don't know. Periods. Oh, have we sunk?
Oh, have you sunk? Sunk. Like an iPhone. To iTunes.
What?
I know I grew up in a house with two women, so
yeah.
My sister had it was always dramas every month. Like she had bad ones. Yeah. I was like, fucking give us a break. Once I took her tampon into school when I was in the first year, I was 11. Because somebody said if you put it in water, it blows up like a mouse.
Yeah.
And I took it into school and I'd throw it out the science window into a puddle and it blew up like a mouse. And then it was quite interesting for us. It was, ironically, we were in science.
Yeah. Experiment. Quite,
I like to think outside. I was like Darwin in school. I was thinking outside the box, doing my own experiments.
And he's never changed, Julian.
But
never
Jane
changed.
Was absolutely mortified that I did that. I got so much trouble when I got home. My mum was like, get in. You can't do that, because she was just mortified. She was so ashamed of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, she was really self-conscious.
Well,
and
also, how old? What's the age difference?
She is 1 year above me in school.
Oh, so that's quite young. To a lot of girls, don't start till like year 9, 10. So she might have been one of the earlier ones.
No, she was a second year. I may have been a second year. She was about. She wasn't early with it. Girls can start at like 9.
Now they do, I think.
Now they do.
What's the science behind that?
I don't know. Just
the internet.
I don't know. I thought kids are getting bigger.
What?
Getting larger.
What do? They grow.
Yeah.
Like with each year, they get a bit bigger each year. My little nephew, he's getting bigger every year.
It's freaking me out.
It's weird. No, where's all this extra bones come from?
If you look at some kind of graph, I don't know if Roman could get one up.
Well, humans are getting bigger, but not in your lifetime.
Doesn't have to be children size related, just any graph. Just
humans, like Jesus probably was about 4'8".
What you reckon?
Right.
No, it was a complete guess, but if that is true...
Nothing in the Bible that suggests that, is there?
No, but it probably didn't.
What?
I mean, if humans are getting bigger, but not in your lifetime, like you'd notice it.
Why are you treating Jesus in the Bible like a Tinder profile? Like it's got his height. Stop him there.
Do you put your height on your Tinder profile?
You're
still on Tinder?
I haven't got Tinder. I had Hinge. I've been on
You
Hinge.
Deleted it?
I deleted it.
That's a big move.
I'm full in. I'm on.
Hi, everybody. That's the end of the public episode.
Thanks for listening. Now, if you would like to hear more, you can go over to patreon.com/...
We are TVI. You have to put it in the search bar.
Because we still haven't taken it off adult content.
Because it's triple X.
It's true. It's dirty. Filthy.
Nice.
Get your willies out when you listen. But yeah, go over to Patreon, sign up. What's the tiers? I can't remember what they're. Three?
We've got £3, £5... 10 pounds. And 20.
That's what I mean. The 20 is a joke one. £10 is sort of a joke as well. £3 gets you just all the back catalogue, extra episodes, and
hours and hours. Hours.
I mean, there's I don't know how I'm 100
hours
extra sort of episodes. The £5 tier, you get all that as well. But you also, if you wish, get to join the TVI WhatsApp group. And
you can also see the full episode or listen to the full episode with a £3 tier.
Yeah. So
£5 gets you the WhatsApp group.
Yeah. Excellent. That's it. That's all you need to know. Get over to Patreon if you want more.
Thanks for listening.
Otherwise, just thanks for listening to the public episode. And we'll
please like and share.
Yeah, give it a share, mate. Tell your friends. Tell your families. Tell your kids. Bye.
Love you.